via remote from Tommy McNeil.
Thomas Bach, the head of the International Olympic Committee, says the Olympic ideals show that even in a world full of conflict, people can build bridges and live in peace. Critics of Bach and the IOC say those ideals are nonsense, and talk of respect and bridge building is overshadowed by Olympic officials cozying up to some of the world's most powerful rulers and holding this year's games in a country accused of widespread human rights abuses. That's China. Bach and the IOC have long steered clear of controversy, and Olympic organizers have a history with rulers. Meanwhile, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki pushed back at a joint statement issued by the leaders of Russia and China, who had declared their opposition to any expansion of NATO and affirmed that the island of Taiwan is part of China. They did this just before the start of the Olympic Games in China. Psaki said that U.S. President Joe Biden believed that a destabilizing conflict in Europe would impact China's interests all over the world, and certainly China should know that. Russia's Vladimir Putin and China's Xi Jinping met hours before the Winter Olympics kicked off in Beijing. They highlighted what they called interference in the internal affairs of other states, as both leaders faced criticism from Washington over their foreign and domestic policies. German-French leaders, French President Emmanuel Macron and German Chancellor Olaf Scholz are expected to head to Moscow and Kiev in the coming weeks, adding to diplomatic efforts to try to deter Russian President Vladimir Putin from launching an invasion of Ukraine. Macron has been trying to find a diplomatic way out of the growing tensions, while Scholz has faced criticism at home for keeping a low public profile during the crisis. This is VOA News. The first U.S. troops reinforcing NATO allies in Eastern Europe and Germany amid a Russian military buildup on Ukraine's border have arrived in Germany. On Wednesday, U.S. President Joe Biden ordered nearly 3,000 extra troops to Poland and Romania to shield Eastern Europe from a potential spillover from the Ukraine crisis. According to the Pentagon, a Stryker squadron of around 1,000 U.S. service members based in the German town of Bilsek would be sent to Romania, while around 1,700 service members, mainly from the 82nd Airborne Division, will deploy from Fort Bragg, North Carolina, to Poland. UN experts say rebel groups in Darfur that signed a peace agreement with Sudanese government in 2020 continue to operate in Libya and profit from opportunities provided by the civil war and lack of government control in the oil-rich North African nation. In a report to the UN Security Council circulated Friday, the experts monitoring sanctions against Sudan stemming from the 2003 Darfur conflict said several sources in the rebel movements stated that they have no intention of completely withdrawing from Libya because they get most of their financing and supplies from engagements there. The French government on Saturday is introducing a new body meant to reshape Islam in France and rid it of extremism. It's including clergy and lay people meant to help lead the largest Muslim community in Western Europe. Few disagree that radicalization is a danger, but critics also see the efforts as a political ploy to lure right-wing voters to President Emmanuel Macron's centrist party ahead of April's presidential election. Supporters say it will keep the country and its 5 million Muslims safe and free of foreign influence. Propelled, Marine General Frank McKenzie, head of U.S. Central Command, told reporters on Friday that a single Islamic State bomber killed 13 U.S. troops and at least 170 Afghans at Kabul Airport last August, not the complex attack originally suspected. Briefing reporters on the results of the military inquiry, McKenzie said the bomb sent 5-millimeter ball bearings ripping through a packed crowd at the airport's Abbey Gate. The investigation found no definitive proof of any gunfire. The bombing occurred on August 26, as U.S. troops were trying to help both Americans and Afghans flee in chaotic aftermath of the Taliban's takeover and compounded America's sense of defeat after 20 years of war. And propelled in part by the widely contagious Omicron variant, the U.S. death toll from COVID-19 has now hit 900,000. Less than 2 months after eclipsing 800,000. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.